It's episode 2 of the Club Penguin Podcast.
Welcome to the Club Penguin Podcast, and I'm Peter.
And I'm Amelia, and we'll be your hosts for today. Thanks for all your emails about the motto. We're still trying to decide, and the contest will end January 31st. It's time for the news!
So, Emilio, what do you think is going to be happening during this winter fiesta?
I don't know. It seems sort of odd. I mean, a winter fiesta, and it can't be much better than the Christmas one we just had. That was really, really nice.
Yeah, well, I hope this one's going to be better. The Christmas one was nice, but all the snow is gone, and it's up in the attic.
Yeah, the attic thing was sort of weird. I was surprised to actually see it. It was sort of odd. Amazing that G actually came up with it. What do you think about it, Peter?
Well, it's pretty much a big fan with all the snow. It's actually a big air conditioning to keep the snow in there for a long time. They may even take it out later.
Yeah, but until then, it is quite fun playing Connect Four in there. Well, back to our topic, the Winter Fiesta. It may actually be a lot like the Beach Fiesta in the summer of 2006. What do you think?
Yes, there's probably going to be the same characteristics, but just, I don't know, not the same spirit.
Hopefully there's going to be new music and new items. I'm really looking forward to that.
There's also going to be a new igloo coming out. I'm pretty excited about that one.
Maybe it's going to be a two-story igloo. I know a lot of penguins like that. And the new furniture catalog is coming out. That could be including some, like, fish roasting items, stuff like that. What do you think is going to be in the new furniture catalog, Peter?
Well, you know, there is the bamboo stuff in the furniture catalog, which has been around a long time. So maybe they'll do more, like, summer stuff like that and tropical and stuff like that. That'll be nice.
Yeah, and I found out it's a bit odd that they're going to come out with a new igloo so soon after the snow globe. The snow globe was pretty nice, but it is really cramped.
Yeah, to me, it's not really an igloo, if I could say that. It's more of a little thing that you shake and put some items in there. I don't want it.
It's for people who are sort of beginning members, just like to have a nice igloo, and don't have that many igloo items. It's mostly just for fun. It's not really if you have a ton of stuff. So if you're one of those people, yeah, go ahead. It's a fun igloo. But for me and Peter, we like those big, nice igloos.
Yeah, like I have the double split, and Emilio has a nice, cozy log cabin.
Yeah, but I'm going to upgrade it when the new igloo comes out, or just get the split level. Though that one's a really, really nice one.
What's with this tour guide thing of penguins?
I know. Is it going to be CPUs guiding penguins around town? Or is it going to be us old age members? I'm about 300 days old, and I don't want my Club Penguin life cluttered up by some other people asking me to tour them around town. Hopefully, Club Penguin actually will include CPUs for the tour guides. What do you think about it, Peter?
Well, the great thing about Club Penguin is it's number one. Yes, number one on the mini clip list. So many people played it, and I'd say, 100 people, new people come every day?
No, way more. Thousands, Peter. Thousands.
Yes, for number one on Maniclip, you've got to be good.
Did you hear Rockhopper's not here yet?
Yeah, I think he's stuck in a snowstorm. That's what it says in the paper.
And last time he got stuck in a storm, he was out for a year. Could this mean penguins don't get a sight of Rockhopper for a whole year?
Well, I have seen Rockhopper once before, and it was quite a sight to see him. But I'd like to see him pretty soon. They said he's supposed to be coming back in January.
Yeah, and hopefully he'll appear quite soon in the telescope. When Rockhopper does come, you can actually find his player on the iceberg in the server Iceberg in America, and you can actually become friends with him. It's quite amazing. Time for tips, tricks, and discussions. For those of you who are still looking for the new Apple Pin, it's in the pizza parlor on the border of the piano area. Who wants Club Penguin full screen? I know I do, and a lot of other people do. You can click on the link on the album art to get to the full screen Club Penguin page, or look in the show notes for the link. Well, there's always been this going on discussion in between penguins if you can tip the iceberg or not tip the iceberg. What do you think, Peter?
It actually found out, if you go on YouTube, you can see tips of the iceberg. You get 5,000 coins.
Or, on this one video, it showed that you get a free puffle. And apparently, the way you have to tip the iceberg is you have to be the only one on it. That's what all the videos look like. But there are some penguins that say you can't tip the iceberg because it's a background. I think you can, but it is really hard to do it. I've spent a lot of time trying to do it. Also, some people think you can tip the dock.
Yes, the dock is a hard thing to do, they say. Maybe 20 people, they say, on it all dancing. With the iceberg, it's 50 people all dancing.
Well, there's also, on YouTube, it was only one person drilling directly in the center. So, I don't know. What do you think about it, Peter?
Well, it'd be a nice addition just instead of playing card surf and all those other games, just to tip the iceberg a couple times and you got 10,000 coins like that.
Yeah, it'll be a quite simple way to make money, but I think you really have to work hard to do it. Very little people I've heard of have actually gotten it.
So apparently there's very many steps to it. On the videos, you have to go to the dance club and what's and what's not.
Well, I don't know what's true and what's not true, but if you have any suggestions about it, or if you've actually tipped the iceberg yourself, email us at clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com to tell us how you did it or what you think about tipping the iceberg. Let's close down the show with some Club Penguin rumors, then some Club Penguin info about Peter and I, then some new music. Also, on the What's New on the Club Penguin website, there is going to be a new advanced igloo coming out. Billy Bob says that this igloo will have a whole new way of arranging all your furniture. Maybe it could auto-arrange furniture, or it could be double story, or it could have more capacity than just 100 items.
There's going to be 4 new things this Friday. Number 1, there's going to be the big thing, the Winter Fiesta. Number 2, there's going to be a brand new furniture catalog. Number 3, there's going to be a brand new igloo, which I just can't wait for. Neither can Emilio, who needs to get a new igloo. And number 4, there's going to be a new pin hidden.
Also, on Saturday, Peter and I are going to record a special podcast just for that day where we review all the new 4 things Club Penguin.
But it might not get out till Sunday as we work on it through the night.
Now it's time for the info about Peter and I. Peter and I will always be on the server Avalanche, and our igloos will mostly be open, so check in the igloo list, and you'll see us there. My Club Penguin name is Ice Emilio, and Peter's is...
Pete Adam US.
If you have any tips, tricks, questions, or comments, or even a motto, send them to clubpenguinpodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week, and let's close down the show with some new Club Penguin music.